Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Without further ado, happy Valentine's Day to all of you from us, the Liberty Roundtable Live team. Quick recap of yesterday's show is in order. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, discussing all things liberty. We talked about Donald Trump claims he has $23 billion to build the wall from other sources. Well, then why didn't you say that from the get-go, Donald? Furthermore, why are you passing the big, massive, belligerent spending bill? We'll get into that. If you got plenty of money for the wall, you don't need it. Just shut them down. Just say we're not spending that unconstitutional behemoth of a bill that nobody can read. We're not doing it. Anyway, we'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. We talked about a Florida school hires armed combat vets to protect students and teachers on the, year anniversary of the Florida shooting? There you go. We talked about an Oklahoma House committee passes bill to end concealed permit requirements. That's great news. We talked about Senators Blumenthal and Lindsey Graham to introduce a gun bill. It's a doozy, folks. It'll deny you your God-given unalienable rights of self-defense codified in the Second Amendment. We got to reject this. But again, Lindsey Graham has always been a thug. A lot of these swamp monsters have been around forever, and they've been violating your freedoms for a long time. It's time to wake up and do something about it, huh, my fellow Americans? Suspects who allegedly entered a Briard County, Florida home, I guess they pointed at a gun at a woman's head and they got shot. They're now dead. So I guess it's not alleged if they're dead. It's alleged that they pointed a gun at her head. Weird stuff. But nevertheless, the guns in the hands of good guys every time do the trick to save lives. I'll tell you that right now. Some Washington sheriffs are now refusing to enforce new gun laws. That's great news. Checks and balances, baby. We talked about this weird thing. It's a USCCA, and I guess it's a Pittsburgh gun ban will not increase safety. That's for sure, because the criminals don't obey the law, folks. That's the problem, huh? We talked about district court fines Austin, Texas, $9 million. Why? For refusing to allow people to carry handguns in City Hall. So there you go. Hey, you can't violate the right to keep and bear arms, folks. Driver pulls gun after learning that McDonald's was out of Egg McMuffins. Can you imagine that? Hey, no Egg McMuffins, just pull your gun. Hey, I'm just unhinged people everywhere, folks. The more we turn away from God and the more we use drugs and, you know, et cetera, the more we're going to have unhinged people. Get used to it, folks. There is an answer, though. Turn to God, family, and country, and stability will return. There's a producer, guns portrayed in a good light, it gets star rating. So, hey, it's rare that guns are treated in a fair, honest, good light. But it happens on occasion, and when it does, we're going to highlight it just for you. We talked about the Associated Press got caught in an anti-gun electioneering campaign. The Associated Press. Remember, those are the guys that are the who, what, when, where, why, no fake news, just the facts, ma'am, guys? The Associated Press, well, they got caught in anti-gun electioneering. What a shame. Portland mom got arrested after her gun goes off in school cafeteria. Cops say nobody got hurt. The interesting part about that, it's sad the gun went off. Don't know how it happened. More training may be needed. But again, why highlight that story? What's the value? And why arrest this lady in the first place? What good's that going to do? We don't arrest cops when their guns accidentally go off, huh? Thousands rally for gun rights in Minnesota. In the state capitol there. See, people believe in the right to keep and bear arms. The mainstream press just doesn't cover it, folks. Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live. The UN Small Arms Treaty is the gun grabber's crown jewel. Rand Paul has been speaking out about this over and over and over. Donald Trump should do something about it, but strangely, he remains silent. He also said he'd get rid of the gun-free zones first day. He's never done it. Even a year later, he's talking about the Florida shooting, and he says nothing about getting rid of gun-free zones. What happened, Donald? It reminds me of you going to track down the birth certificate. Now you're the president, and you could just easily get the answers, and we hear nothing? What's up with that, huh? Astounding legislation protects cows, but not babies, writes Barbara Simpson, WND.com. Great article. Why do we care more about the cows than the children, huh? Beautiful disaster, I guess. This guy bumped his head real hard. Got a hand injury. That reveals hidden talent. He can now play incredibly on the piano like just a rock star musician. And it's all a result of bumping his head, I guess. Kurt said we need to have some politicians bump their heads. Maybe they'd believe in the Constitution and the rule of law. Great point, sir. All right, principal to teacher. Hey, you can't go to church if your students are there. Well, great news. The Liberty Council, Matt Staver and crew are battling that. Hey, you know what? You can go to church if you want to. There's no law that says you can't go to church if you're a teacher, if your students are there. Principal's out of control and getting shut down by Liberty Council. Great news when people stand up. We talked about this study. There's these new things called short-term health plans, and they're 80% cheaper than Obamacare. How come the news isn't talking about that? That should be highlighted as top news, shouldn't it? I mean, way to save money and reject Obamacare? How does it get better than that? Well, the sad part is, I get why the Democrats don't promote it, right? But where's all the Republicans that say they're so anti-Obamacare, that promised they would get rid of Obamacare? Now there's an incredible news headline. There's a study that short-term health plans are 80% cheaper, and now I don't even hear a single Republican talking about it. Do you? New Jersey, trying to keep Donald Trump's name off of the 2020 ballot. You say, what? How can you keep a sitting president off the 2020 ballot? Well, they're trying to say if you don't release your tax return, you're not qualified to be on the ballot. I'm telling you right now, these people in New Jersey are off the rails. That, plus all their sexual scandals, plus their abortion shenanigans. I mean, this is just insanity, folks. These people in Virginia are crazy. We talked about a supermodel, bears all. But this is actually a good news story, believe it or not. This supermodel risks her career. She's a Trump supporter, writes Joe Kovacs, and she's just trying to do the best she can to say, hey, I might risk my career, but I believe Donald's doing a great job for the country. And, well, it's hard to argue. I mean, he's done a lot of good for the country. Let's be honest and fair and clear about it. We're trying to move the needle on Donald with regards to some topics, so we speak out and say, Donald, do the right thing. But at the same time, it is true that President Trump has done more for this country than any president in my lifetime. It's beyond debate. In your face, ladies and gentlemen, cops use snake to get a confession. I don't believe in these torturous confessions, folks, do you? Why don't we pick the moral high road for a change, huh? We talked about the real reason most Americans file for bankruptcy. Do you know what it is? Health problems. Expensive, out-of-control health care. So it's interesting to me the mainstream press pushes this headline, the real reason most Americans, you know, declare the bankruptcy. But how come none of these people are talking about these 80% cheaper short-term health plans then, huh? Aren't we going to tie those stories together? They never do, sadly. Well, Arizona pushes to declare pornography a public health crisis. Amen to that. All 50 states should be doing that yesterday. But we shouldn't have a government solution for it. We should have private sector charitable organizations to teach people how to cope and how to recover and how to avoid and how to reject pornography and how to have long-lasting, God-ordained relationships, huh? Americans are bored with their sex lives. Again, propaganda from a sex toy-making company. Obama, believe it or not, spoke at a Boeing retreat after the firm, of course, gave millions of dollars to his library fund. Conflict of interest? Boy, howdy. WNBA star, so a woman's national basketball association. She's a star, and she's a great lady. Maya Moore is her name, and she basically is saying, hey, I'm going to quit basketball. And she uses a Bible verse to explain why she's leaving pro women's basketball. She's basically saying, hey, I want to go back to my family. I've got greater things to focus on and do. Good for her. I wonder, where's all the women's libbers that are for, like, women's choice and stuff? Where are they going to double down and say it's her right to believe in the Bible? She's right to be able to go home and choose family if that's what she wants. And where's all these ladies to back her, huh? I mean, they should be out in the streets with their, what, Bible verse hats on and such like that? I'm just saying. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints President Russell M. Nelson tells 65,000 to strengthen themselves and others as he speaks in Arizona. Wow, a lot of people there, huh? But yeah, it's true. We can reach out and love and support people around us. It's just great news. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available up online. You can listen anytime at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Do you know who Lyndon LaRouche is?
I think I've heard him called LaRouche, but I'm pretty sure it's the same person.
Right. Yeah. Dead, 96 years old.
Oh.
Yep. Political activist, dead at 96 years old. So there you go, Kurt. Now, a lot of patriots like this guy. I think he was a nutcase, personally. Tied in with all kinds of communist and socialist agendas and pretty ruthless guy. Anyway, dead 96, folks. FreedomWorks is calling on elected officials to address the $22 trillion national debt. We'll get Brian on and have our honest money report, shall we? Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your Honest Money Report. Liberty Roundtable Live, Brian Rust, riding shotgun, rustcoinandgift.com. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here with you guys.
All right, headline. Do you know who FreedomWorks is, Brian?
I have heard the name.
Okay, FreedomWorks is a political activist organization, a kind of a think tank, kind of a whatever, of conservatives that advocate for conservative causes, and they put together a lot of studies to help people know what's going on. They make comments on topics, and they lobby in Washington to reduce spending and to highlight transparency, and, you know, they do a lot of good. They're not quite as conservative or as constitutional as I would say that I am, but I would say they do a good job. Is that a good assessment of who they are, Kurt?
I think so.
Okay. Anyway, so FreedomWorks calls upon elected officials to address the $22 trillion national debt. So it just topped $22 trillion, and that's not even counting unfunded liabilities. Brian, do you want to speak to that first of all?
Well, that's a big problem. I mean, if we just allow this to continue to run and run and run, it's totally out of hand now. But disaster is in force, and maybe there's a push. I read an article here the other day that perhaps the push is to destroy perhaps most of the fundamentals that we're using, so that during the election they can blame another thing on Trump and that he'll be pushed out. That's one thought of this market, analyst. But look at it. Look, our deficit continues to grow. Rand Paul talked about it. So I think we're in trouble. So.
All right, Kurt, do you want to respond to this before we get started on some thoughts here?
Well, I was wanting to do the math, Sam, and figure out, $22 trillion and figure out how many Americans and, 330 million or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
Figure that. And, of course, then they say, well, that's just the debt on the books. You got all the unfunded mandates, and then they
liabilities.
Then you're told
to
that
those.
Your states and your counties, I know our little cities,
that's not included, buddy.
In debt, and so I'd kind of like to add all that stuff up.
Not
and then,
possible, sir. No, and I'm not trying to be
anyway,
rude. I don't think it's possible for guys like me and you to really total up the totality. Because you got to know your city, you got to know your county, you got to know all these municipalities, you got to know funded and unfunded and promised liabilities. And what I mean is, I don't even know how you figure out what the real number is, right? But what if you just start with the $22 trillion, though, and divide it by 330 million?
Well, I'm working on that. I'm just
trying to count zeros and such like that. And it's pretty rough, man. I mean, I don't even know what $1 billion is, to be honest with you.
I think it's the reason there was spreadsheets were invented.
Good point. I don't even know what $1 billion is, though, much less a trillion, Brian. I mean, what I mean is I can say the words right, and somebody can say, well, Sam, it's like a warehouse as far as the eye can see with dollar bills stacked as high as your head. Or somebody says, well, Sam, don't you know that $1 billion is 1,000 million and a trillion is 1,000 billion? And okay, yeah, I get all of it. I mean, all those explanations just don't help me comprehend, though, right? Maybe it's just because I'm kind of stupid.
Well, I mean, you look at what is it, 75%, something like that, of Americans, they die with debt, with an average of $60,000 owed. You got credit card debt, college debt, corporate, $9 trillion of corporate debt, $184 trillion global is debt. So I don't know how we're coming out of this. I can't deal with trillions. Maybe billions we could have dealt with, but it seems like trillions is hard to comprehend.
Yes. And I don't really know that I understand what all this even means in terms of dollars and cents. But here's what I do know. As simpleton style thinking as I've been able to accomplish in my life, I say the founding fathers tried to chain us down. Tried to put a boundary around honest money and say, look, you're going to use gold and silver as the only payment for debts that's legal. And they did that because they wanted to create a cap on this. They wanted to make sure that we didn't just have a runaway freight train of dishonesty and fake. We talk about fake news all the time. But what about this dishonesty and fake money? And would we be talking about these kind of unfathomable numbers if we were chained down with honest money, Brian?
That's exactly right. We wouldn't. If we would, just like any business, if we balance our budget and spend within our means and so on, we have a profitable business as long as we're making a little more than we're spending. But the government, here's the deal. I don't, the money really doesn't affect them. They're wealthy individuals, or most of them, and it suppresses us as a people, and without living, they don't care. So it's not their money. They don't care. So, it's all about my agenda, what I need to, me, and so who cares about the spending? That'll just hurt little people, or who cares? So,
what do you say to that, Kurt? Because you can't even get a calculator to figure out the amount per person. because you can't figure out the amount really owed per person. And, you know, the president's in the State of the Union running around saying you're born free, man. But, hey, the second you're born, you've got so much debt, you can't even figure out how much it really is per person, right? And so it's just a weird dichotomy, but it's because we violated the supreme law of the land. And we're not embracing honest money, Kurt.
Well, I think you couldn't be more correct, Sam. And the thing is that it seems like it would be, you could qualify it as a national emergency, couldn't you? I mean, you could
only if you wanted to be
say,
honest.
Look, I mean, it seems like we got national emergencies from almost like sea is shining sea, you know.
Unfortunately, like, but, agreed.
You know, based on those numbers, if it's 330 million Americans and 22 trillion, I think I got the right number of zeros. That's like 3, 6, 9, 12. 12 zeros and then the 22. It's
well, no,
66,
it's really the 22 and the 12 zeros, Kurt.
Yeah.
You got it backwards.
Oh, yeah, I meant the 22s in front.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
But anyway, then you come up with $66,667 per citizen.
You're telling me that it just pulls out Satan's number for the amount of debt that we all have? Is that what you're saying? 666?
Well, it's a lot of sixes. You know.
Whoa.
And then, like you say, if you could just figure out your state, your county, your city, you know, and... maybe then you're, if you got some of your own debt, you know, then you can figure out what your share of it is. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way, you know, right?
What do you say to that, Brian?
That's right. There you go. Well, it's...
Whoa.
Whoa. It's exactly right.
666. I mean, this is just weird, isn't it, Kurt? I mean, I'm not even
comfortable
with this whole discussion. It's just like, wow. I mean, okay, but again, it's all dishonest money, though. We wouldn't be discussing this if we were dealing with honest money. And here's the reason that this is so important. FreedomWorks is saying we got to do something about it, and government officials, please address this issue. And I appreciate their shout-out to the elected officials, and it's going to fall on deaf ears. But right this very second, they're about to shut down the government by Friday night midnight if it isn't solved with another funding bill. The problem is they're... I don't know what they're creating, but it's, what do they call this thing? An omnibus spending bill, Kurt? Is that what it's called?
Well, yeah, and it's,
ominous.
Remember Nancy Pelosi, she was kind of, yeah, both.
Which is it, Kurt?
But, well, massive, and you can't even, I mean, it's just like a hurricane coming at you. But, you know, you got Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, she's back in charge, but it's a $1 trillion spending bill that nobody's read.
Well, and here's the deal. So, number one, how many pages is it? I hear it's over 1,000 pages. I'm serious. I hear this thing's over 1,000 pages, but how do you even get details about how much the bill would spend, how many pages it is?
It says well over 1,000 pages.
Yeah, but I don't know what that means, Kurt. I'm kind of stupid.
1,999, you know.
Yeah, it could be 50,000.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, if I just said well over 1,000, it would sure be true, wouldn't it, sir? Now, I know it's not that big, probably, but I'm just kind of trying to highlight what I'm talking about. What does that mean, well over 1,000 pages?
Yeah, this is what... go ahead.
But how much money are we talking about? They're supposed to be consolidating a ton of funding of a bunch of government agencies, and it's another big omnibus spending bill that's massive. And if you don't fund it now, you're going to shut down the government because there's nothing smaller on the table, Brian. So they've literally trapped the Donald... And he's about to cave and sign it, from what I hear.
There you go. That's right.
All right. When we come back, I want Brian to be able to respond. We don't mean to ignore him and not give him time. Let's have, we'll come back. Oh, man, what an apropos tune to play, huh? Money! All right. Quick pause. Sam, Kurt, Brian, Liberty Roundtable Live, the greatest think tank on the planet, on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Denver. A three-day strike in Denver public schools has ended after district officials and the teachers union came to an agreement after negotiating for nearly 20 straight hours straight through the night to reach the deal, which was finalized just a short time ago. To Poland, where Vice President Mike Pence says,
the time has come for our European partners to stand with us and the Iranian people, to stand with our allies and friends in the region.
At a conference on Middle East issues, Pence slams European allies who haven't gone along with the U.S. in breaking the nuclear deal with Iran and who are not supporting U.S. sanctions.
Some of our leading European partners have not been nearly as cooperative. In fact, they've led the effort to create mechanisms to break up our sanctions.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
A bipartisan bill that would fund border security, though not provide the wall funding President Trump wants, could get votes in the House and Senate today and tomorrow. The White House suggesting the president will sign it and find wall funding money elsewhere. It was a year ago today that a mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, left 17 people dead. Yesterday, President Trump commented on the tragic anniversary at a gathering of sheriffs and police chiefs.
We cannot imagine the sorrow and suffering the Parkland families have endured. Our entire nation mourns for the victims and their loved ones, and we pledge our unwavering resolve to work with the leaders in this room to secure our nation's schools and everywhere else.
Weekly jobless claims rising by 4,000 last week to about 239,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Honest Money Report continues. So it's $22 trillion in debt. People are freaking out everywhere. And then they got this omnibus spending bill over 1,000 pages nobody's read, but the government will shut down if they don't get it done today, buddy. Well, tomorrow, I guess.
that's interesting. You know, I guess the book continues to get bigger and bigger, right, so that we can't read it. Pelosi, that's what her idea is, you know, from one point she said, well, we haven't read this bill, yes, we can't do or judge. But on the other hand, she said, we don't need to read the book, this our book, because we know what's in it and we'll protect you and we'll take care of you. So I like this book analogy that's going on between, especially with her. So this is one more thing.
Yeah, and I'm looking through the Twitter feed for the Donald and for Rand Paul, and neither of them even mentioned this issue, sir.
Yeah. Well, there you go. They don't want to hear her, you know, maybe speaking out of both sides of her face, I guess.
What do you think of that, Kurt? I don't see anybody really even mentioning it.
Well, here's a little more detail, at least, you know, from some, you call them insiders, I don't know, swamp monsters, maybe.
This yeah, where is else are you going to get the caller. Information, sir?
You know, here's a Republican out of Texas. His name is Chip Roy. I guess he's a chip off the old block. But anyway, he told the Daily Caller, he says, when one bemoans the swamp, look no further than spending $1 trillion and jamming through legislation when none of us have ever seen it. We should be a no on such incompetence, even if it weren't perpetuating drunken spending and failing to actually secure the border. He went on, he says, Pelosi and the Democrats promised a full 72 hours to review legislation.
Let me stop you there. I don't mean to be rude. Even the 72 hours to comb through right. 1,000, you know, well over, I don't even know what that means, but pages, how much is this going to cost? $1 trillion, and you're going to get 72 hours to review it? I mean, even that, it doesn't even make any sense. Yeah.
And this was a
how many pages an hour is that?
Aide that said that.
Depends on how much well over it is, right?
And the congressional aide says, but now we're voting on a massive, probably thousands-page-long conference report tomorrow, and we haven't even seen text the day before. He says, this is worse than under Speaker Ryan.
But you know what, though? I don't want to hear that it's worse. What I want to hear is mass revolt. I want, you know what? I don't know how many, but I want out of 435 House representatives, I want 400 at least to walk out and say, are you kidding me? We're not doing this. We don't care if you shut down the government. This is not about the border wall. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about game playing by inside bureaucrat swamp monster thugs. And we're not going to tolerate this behavior. You're going to make the bill transparent. You're going to let us see it. You're going to let our constituents see it, or we're flat out voting no. What do you think of that idea, Brian?
You're exactly right, Sam. I mean, it's just a, you know, where are they? Why don't they stand up? It just seems like they just push it all aside and don't want to deal with it. But we're seeing all this game and shit. It's just terrible. They don't step up and support, you know, the Trump. They don't, you know, things are just, it's a wreck, a mess back there. It's just a mess. My company, we'd be under, everybody, most companies would be out of business, you know, if this was going on. I just can't believe that this is how it is.
Now, here's what I find interesting. The Republicans could absolutely hand the Democrats their head, politically speaking, on this. They could say, you guys control the House now. How dare you give us a bill that violates the law and doesn't give us time to review? How dare you even force this? I mean, look, 3 weeks ago, Donald gave everybody time to work on this. Now it's the last week, and we still haven't even seen anything that we can evaluate. It's 1,000 pages long. Even if you got 100 House Republicans to stand together, okay, that's what, half of what, I don't know how many Republicans there are right now, but it's about half, right, of only the Republican side. So it's half of the half. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I get it that it's not exactly half because there's more Democrats than Republicans. That's why they control the House. But I'm just saying, in general, it's half of the half. It's a quarter, 100. Because there's 435 of them, so it's a little less. But, you know, okay, the reason I say this, though, is you could get 100 of those people that would just stand up and say, look, and demand in the press that this bill be released to not only Congress to review, but their constituents to review. And if you brought the constituents into this and said, we are not going to fund, when we're $22 trillion in debt, we are not going to fund a $1 trillion spending bill that nobody can read and no one knows what's in it. We're not doing it. And who's at fault? The answer is House leadership. Nancy Pelosi and crew, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, but I don't even hear Rand Paul talking about it. I don't hear Donald Trump talking about it. I don't see it on their Twitter feeds. I'm the, what? I'm the lone wolf in the wilderness? Well, this is just insanity.
It isn't. It is insanity, and I just wonder if they're holding something on some of our politicians here. You know, I just wonder if they're holding something. Look, we don't want you to do anything, and if you do, I'm not voting for this, or I can't help you with your thing, and you can't. I don't know, but there's no, you don't hear anything, and you wonder what's going on. We put them in office, and they just bury their heads in the sand, and instead of stand up and fight for the people and the things that matter most. I don't know, abortion, everything else. It's just such a mess. I just can't believe it.
All right, anything else on this, Kurt?
You know, I was trying to find some of the silver lining in this dark cloud because, you know, this is the Honest Money Report with gold and silver being the, you know, kind of honest money thing here. And I thought, well, you know, it's always darkest before the dawn, you know. So maybe, you know, that's what's happening. We're going to have this,
psych.
You know, President Trump or somebody else will come out. I see one report from
I'm going to say one thing. Almost got me.
Sorry. Anyway, I see one report from the Washington
I will give you the Kirk Crosby silver lining if you really want to know it. You ready?
It could be $100 trillion.
Yeah, at least it's not a $2 trillion spending bill there, you know. You know, pretty good.
Yeah, you know. And then, you know, the Washington Examiner has an opinion piece that says, as the national debt hits $22 trillion, these are the only people trying to cut spending. And they got a picture of Rand Paul, and I thought there was one other guy, but I can't tell.
Well, and I agree Rand Paul has been trying over the years, but here's what's interesting to me. I look up and I try to find information on Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, anybody that I think could basically stand up, and I don't see anybody even talking about it, Kurt.
Well, these guys, they have, but has anyone in Washington actually cut spending? And they have seven people, and now there's 535 in Congress, you know, and so they've got Rand Paul, Mike Lee, those are the two senators.
All right, hold on a minute.
Two out of 100.
I want to know what I should type into Google to see what Rand Paul said about this. Can you help me? Kind of like a redneck on a computer. Okay, I'm dangerous. Help me out.
You mean about the current thing?
Yeah, we're about to spend
about
$22
trillion.
No, no, no. Just about the $1 trillion we're about to spend, and we got a deadline of, what is it, Friday night at midnight, so we got, what, 18 hours? 24, mm-hmm. like 30 hours or something before it, right? Or, I don't know, 36 hours, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Depends on what time zone you're in is why I'm hesitating and stuff, right? If you're in California, mm-hmm. you have three more hours before you commit Harry Carey than if you're on the East Coast. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, but all I'm telling you is, okay, who's speaking out on it? And what do I type into Google to kind of find out? What if I just type in their names? What if I do that, Kurt? Because you think if I just type in their names, Google's just going to give me, like, the latest happenings on this person,
yeah,
right?
Because, of course, Google doesn't vary things based on their political...
I heard that.
You know,
amen to that.
I mean,
I'm glad they're neutral.
It's straight.
Right. So I typed in two words. I typed in this one word, Mike, and then last word, Lee. So seven letters, right?
Okay.
Top stories. Republican senators, Mitt Romney and Mike Lee... on opposite sides of the sweeping public lands bill. Now, that's another behemoth fiasco.
Yeah.
Good Senate point. Passes public lands bill. Romney Lee disagree. Opening up a Pandora's box. Talking about probing judicial nominees on religion. In other words, a litmus test, if you will. Bad idea. Mike Lee, this bill is not the right move for Utah lands. Mike Lee blasts this somebody else for a religious test. Okay, there's nothing else. There's Mike Lee's Twitter feed. There's Mike Lee's wiki page. Talk to Family Research Council about this. Meeting with Ivanka Trump. Fight for fairness for Utah. Very happy to work with Kamala Harris on something. What? On this bill bringing some needed fairness to our immigration system. Very on excited to get this letter as we stand to prevent the gun or the land grab. Nothing. I can contact my senator. He'll never get back to me, but I can sure contact him, buddy. I'm telling you right now. Now, I don't mean to attack Mike Lee. I'm trying to get something across, though. No one is concerned about the money. I think that's our biggest threat we face in America today. Quick pause. Sam, Kurt, and Brian. Liberty Roundtable Live. The one and only hard-hitting talk show.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history. when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999. Or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, so this is Washington, D.C. style negotiation. 3 weeks ago, Donald said, hey, I'll give you guys time to put together a bill. It's got to have a wall funding in it, $5 billion, or else I won't go along. So they waste literally 3 weeks right on the deadline. They don't even give it any the ability to read this 1,000-page behemoth, this omnibus spending bill they're talking about. And so now they're going to get it to the Donald. Everybody's got to vote quickly. Nobody can read it. Nobody has time. And by the way, it doesn't fund the border wall, Brian.
Yeah, it's kind of a joke is what it is. You know, we were talking about 535 people. Maybe seven people are kind of standing up or somewhat standing up. Maybe Pelosi handed everybody a nice leather bag and said, "Here, get on the bus. We're going on vacation. You all come on. We got. You can't wait to see what's in this bag." You know, I don't know. You know, it seems like they're kind of led away. We don't hear much about it when seven people out of 535 are possibly standing up or fighting amongst themselves on other bills, so they can't. So it's a mess back there, as you've said.
Now, Donald Trump has not said whether he'll sign it, but he's kind of given a little bit of indication that he probably will. He's not happy with it. Not happy. Republicans in Congress, believe it or not, are urging the Donald to sign the bill. So his own party has already betrayed him. Do you think he'll sign or not?
I don't think so. It's hard to know what's all. That's the problem. It seems like when they put these bills together, there's so much other agenda in there for their own cause and so on that we, you know, it's like Obamacare and all the other things. Well, you don't read it. It's fine. Just do it. Well, people are struggling and having real issues with it now. And it just goes to show you that they don't care about us as the people. They really don't care. So their own agendas, they fight amongst themselves, just like crying kids and God's reckoning coming, I believe.
Now, Donald Trump says, I can't decide if I'll sign it or not. I got to review the final bill once I get it. But when's he going to get this thing? Let's say that he gets it late tonight.
5 minutes before.
Okay, well, he gets it late tonight, but you got till tomorrow night because it's only Thursday, right? So you got just tons of time, buddy. You got 24 hours to evaluate a 1,000-page bill.
It's that speed reading course.
Well,
right? Don't you need that?
I don't even think it's possible to speed read that in 24 hours and understand what you're agreeing to or not. I don't think it's possible. You could say, well, I'm going to get my 20 best staffers, and I'm going to give them only 50 pages each. But now you're relying on other people to read it and give you the summary. It's kind of like, hey, I don't want you to read the Bible. This is what they said in the old days, right? I'm going to read the Bible and tell you what it says. Okay, Brian?
Yeah.
Are we going to go for that plan, ladies and gentlemen? How stupid are we?
That's right. it's unreal. One more thing, isn't it?
Now, they say that this is fighting over funds for the wall, and this is another reason why it's the Honest Money Report. This isn't about the wall. It doesn't even contain wall funding. Okay, this is about giving a 1,000-page bill to people, expecting them to agree to something they've never even read. I mean, isn't it 101 when you become like 18 years old and you're an adult? It's like, hey, don't sign things you haven't read? Or am I clueless on this, Brian?
No, you're right on. Yeah, part probably in there, it does give you funding for the wall, probably, but then probably into that next 500 section of the bill, it says tear down this section of the wall. I don't know. You got to read it. It's just stupid. You know, wrong's right, right's wrong. It's just stupid.
Now, they say Senator Richard Shelby, this guy's, quote, the Republican negotiator, who is chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, said in a Twitter post that he spoke to the Donald, and he was in good spirits. The agreement was a down payment on his border wall. So we're going to spend $1 trillion, and we're only going to get a down payment on the wall, don't you know? This is insanity.
Yeah. Yeah, you're correct. I think Donald would be wise. Just, I mean, he could build this wall. There's money out there. There's El Chapo thing that we could take money there. There's money. I mean, we're paying, we're trillions of dollars to all these other countries who want to burn our flag and kill us, I guess. So there's money there. I just wish Donald would step up and
call me a conspiracy theorist. I think the wall has just become a distraction for the Donald. Here's what Lindsey Graham says. Lindsey Graham, who is in, quote, regular contact with the White House, said that Donald Trump was inclined to take the deal and move on. But Graham also told reporters that Trump would then look elsewhere to find money to build the border wall, or maybe even declare a national emergency to secure funds for the project if necessary. Such a move would likely spark a court battle, as it is usually Congress and not the president that primarily decide how, quote, federal funds get spent. Several lead Republicans have cautioned the Donald against taking unilateral action. Now, here's the reason that I bring this up, though. I think this is a distraction. This isn't about the wall. I would never, as president, sign the bill. In fact, I would use this as my absolute focus. Hey, guys, Congress is absolutely failing us. My Republican colleagues are betraying me. They're all going to sign a bill they've never read, and they're going to put it on my desk with 24 hours at best, and they want me to sign something that spends $1 trillion of your hard-earned money. They claim it's about the wall, because they want to narrow this down to a discussion where they're going to try to back me into a corner and make me lose. This is an absolute lie. I can take Chapo's money for the wall. I can get the wall built easily. I can declare a national emergency. But this isn't about the wall. This is about honor in Congress. And I don't see anybody so far willing to stand up and make this point at all. They're just ready to make the $22 trillion be $23? Because we don't have the money for it. Look, how much of this money do we really have, do you think, Brian?
That's exactly right. We're just adding more and more money. The deficit continues to grow out of hand with this kind of agenda that's going on.
Now, why don't we get the reality TV personality, Donald Trump? Why doesn't he just go ahead and show us a tour through Fort Knox right now? See how much money's really there.
That's right.
See, what I mean is there's no honesty here at all that I can see, Kurt. And I don't mean to be rude to President Trump. I'm just saying there's no honesty. There's no taking this on for what it is. You would never sign a document that you haven't read as an adult for your own personal life. Why would you do it on behalf of millions of people with trillions of dollars at stake? Why would you ever agree to this in a million years? But they're going to boil it down to Donald lost on the wall. He's going to take it and move on. I don't even understand the discussion anymore, Kurt. Am I being too ruthless?
Well,
I mean, if you roll over here, no fight worth fighting, right?
The one, I guess I could say this. I was looking through the national debt clock, you know. I mean, just to try to cheer myself up.
Kurt likes to just go into depression mode, doesn't he? It's like some people take meds and stuff. Kurt looks at the debt clock and just gets more depressed the more he eats, the more he, wow. Okay.
They call it usdebtclock.org, and so you can't even choose your state ones. So based on what they're saying is the state one, just so you know, says we're $5,227 per citizen.
Well, at least you're out the 666 now, thank the heavens.
Yeah, that's right.
You're only at like 72 grand per person the second you're born, and then Donald says the State of the Union is great, you're born free, huh?
And that's right. Then they have a section that's called the gold precious metals section, and I thought that would be kind of interesting. And they say that the dollar to silver ratio in 1913 was $2.65. I don't know exactly what they mean. If you could buy a silver dollar for $2.65, paper dollars, exactly, but it is interesting they list 1913, the time when we got the Federal Reserve, and then they say the dollar to silver ratio now is 697 $5 per ounce. So I don't
that doesn't make any sense
follow
either.
Exactly how that works. But, you know, they do say that the gold holding by country in ounces, they say the United States has 287 million ounces plus. And I'm like you, Sam, where is that? And who's got it?
Well, the reality TV star could just go ahead and open up Fort Knox, man. He could do it. I mean, it'd be like we're going to be on the air for, I don't know, the next 48 hours while we drill into this. Donald gets in his car and he rolls on over to the Treasury and he opens up that sucker and he gets the guard to the Fort Knox rolling in there and they open that dude up and we start looking and counting gold. And I mean, just imagine what it would be like, Brian.
He can walk in and sit down and start stacking $20 gold pieces on.
He can stack them on his head.
Swim through it, huh?
I mean, I'm just saying that this is what I mean, though. Where's the honesty, though, really? If Donald's going to cave and take this deal and we're going to pretend he lost on the wall, what kind of a deal is that? Is that really real? I don't think it's about the wall at all. We're talking about $5 billion is the wall. He's not going to get it. They only got $1 something billion in there for it. Okay, take the wall out of the discussion. In fact, if you talk about $1 trillion, how much is a billion compared to a trillion anyway? What is it, 1%?
Ooh. 1 billion is 1/1000th of a million of a trillion.
That doesn't help me. So it's 1/10th of 1%. What is it, Kurt?
Yeah, because if it was 100, you know.
Yeah. It'd so be you 1%. Got 1/10th of 1%. And we're going to say the whole deal just meltdown. Donald had to take it, even though he didn't get the 1/10th of 1% discussion. I mean, how stupid are we? Okay, this isn't about a wall. This is about we're not going to go forward with a bill that we haven't read that funds all kinds of out-of-control belligerent government. We've done that too many times, and we're not doing it. But I don't know who's leading the opposition. Is there anybody leading the opposition on this except for Sam Bushman? Can you find a one? Kurt, have you scoured the news? Can you find a one?
Well, you know, you've got those big seven, I guess you call them.
What do you mean? What are they doing?
Two in the Senate and the five in the House.
Right, who are the two in the Senate again?
You know. Well, you got Rand Paul and Mike Lee.
So how do I see what they're doing on the topic?
Well, I think they kind of feel like they've said it over and over and over.
Where? I want to read it.
You know. Well, you know, you've heard of the penny
plan
from Senator Paul.
I know. That's not related to this latest piece of legislation here. I get that
it really is, but, you know, they...
Well, how?
There's no talk. Well, how they would
when a new bill comes up and it's ready to be voted on...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to hear what they're saying about this bill.
Yeah, so I'm sure those seven guys will probably vote against it, the five in the House and two in the Senate.
And I will commend them and give them credit when they do.
Yeah, that kind of means it'll probably pass. And
but that isn't my point,
I'm pretty sure that the president is going to sign it.
My point is we have a window of opportunity to stand up and speak out boldly, nobly, and independently to try to stop this thing. We got a little narrow window. I think the window ends, by the way, tomorrow night at midnight. Don't they say that? I think Eastern time. Okay, so I'm saying who's helping me speak up to try to derail this thing, to try to get Donald to see the truth on it, to try to get Congress to say, whoa, wait a minute, we're not doing that. We can stop it in the House still. They haven't voted. We can stop it in the Senate. They haven't voted. We can stop it at the president's desk. He hasn't signed it. Okay, we got a lot of opportunities.
I'll give you some good news. Apparently, President Obama racked up nearly as much debt in 8 years than we did in the entire 232-year history of the country before he took office. So, I mean, at least maybe he's still ahead there.
Let me tell you the silver lining. The debt clock, he's watched that dude for hours and hours and hours and hours. He watched it through the Obama administration, and the good news is it slowed down under the Donald.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that even true?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Has it slowed down under the Donald?
You know, go get some good silver and gold at Russ Coin and Gift.
I'm sorry to be so negative, but I think we have a window of opportunity to do something about it is the reason to focus on it so hard, Brian.
Sweeten it up, baby.
You're right on, Sam. We got to send you back there and see if you can't talk to somebody.
Godspeed, sir.
Seven.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes. Quick pause. Thank you, Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Back in seconds, a surprise guest coming up. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. LibertyRoundtable.com.